Everybody, welcome back to episode 10, NorCal Crest. I'm your host, Brandon Jenkins, and I'm with my co-host, Candace Watkins. What's happening?
Hi, everyone. How are you? Welcome back.
So how you been? It's been a while since we've gotten back here.
That's the truth. How are you?
Hanging in there. Day at a time. Making it happen. Yeah. It's crazy season, you know. A lot of stuff going on.
Very
a lot of work.
Very busy. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tons of events, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Headed into the holidays.
Ugh, don't say that.
HVAC season. You know, it's summer, so it's dialing down a bit, but we're still pretty busy.
Same thing with JB Bostick, that asphalt.
Yeah.
We're ready for winter at this point.
Yep. So, you know, it's just that transition. So that's kind of the reason why, you know, it has been a few weeks since we've done a podcast, but just want to let everybody know that, you know, we're back on track and very excited for episode 10 and our guest that we have.
Yeah, we are here at J. Elm Studios, and our guest today is Julia Marin, who is the owner of J. Elm Business Solutions. So welcome, Julia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Of course. Thanks for all your support in NorCal Crest and
yes.
Getting us off and running with your studio. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We would be out in the streets doing these podcasts on a phone if it wasn't for her.
I mean, our fancy if it wasn't mics, for her. The headphones,
I know.
The padded room.
I know. We got it too good here.
We do.
I know. We are privileged.
Yeah. We are really excited to have you guys here and have somebody using the studio. A lot of our clients don't even know we have a studio here, so it's great.
It was kind of funny because that's how, I mean, I don't know if you remember or not, but that's how it all started. Like, she was actually showing us the, because you just acquired the space, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And she was walking us through and she's like, I have all this space, right? Yeah. And there wasn't much going on. I was like, what is that in there? She's like, oh, that used to be a podcast room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you have a green screen in here as well.
We do.
And then
we do webinars in here. We've done that in here
really?
In the past.
Mm-hmm. How fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a cool room.
Yeah. There's a lot of opportunity for anybody out there. Please feel free to reach out to Julia. This is a great space. There's a lot of potential here. If you did want to expand your marketing, like a podcast or anything else, please reach out to her. I'm pretty sure she'd love to help you out.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, let's get started, Julia. We have just a couple questions for you, and I think some of our listeners just kind of are curious about how you started your business and where you came from and all that good stuff. So the first question that we have is, what is your background? What is your education and your past experiences?
Well, I think, first of all, that most people don't know that my company is even called J. Elm Business Solutions because
right.
We represent different associations in town, and we're really big on being whoever we're representing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so a lot of people know me either as Julia from BOMA or Julia from Crew or Julia from Ibram. So it's a lot of that where people don't even know what my business name is.
Yeah.
And that's actually why we have a chameleon on our logo. Because
that's kind of cool.
That's why we do
complete
that.
Complete sense.
Yeah,
I didn't know
chameleons
that.
Are a little spirit
brilliant.
Animal here because we really change into whoever we're representing
very
at any
cool.
given moment. So even my email like address, I've got 8 different email addresses because we –
true.
Really don't use the J. Elm one,
right.
Unless it's obviously for that business. But we really try to embody whoever we're representing. So,
wow.
But my background, you asked, is in association management, which people don't really know what that is. You know,
it's true. When I started the industry, it's like, what's an association? Mm-hmm. Some people don't even understand. So,
yeah, it's an entirely different industry. It's its own profession.
Yeah.
And so associations can either be nonprofit charities or nonprofit associations,
mm-hmm.
like BOMA and IRIM and IFMA and all
mm-hmm.
those. But I have a background in that. I really fell into it. I was 18. I was going to school to be a 6th grade teacher.
Which
that
school?
My goal. I was at Sac State.
Sac State.
Yep. Trying to be a teacher.
She's a hornet.
Hornet.
And I
Stingers up.
Yeah. Accepted a position as a receptionist for a association, the Rental Housing Association, which is actually not in existence anymore. But
mm-hmm.
I started there and was working part-time going to school. Filled out my financial aid paperwork incorrectly, checked one box wrong in my sophomore year, and was told that they had to freeze my schooling. Yeah,
yeah,
I had to take a semester off. They froze my grant and everything. And so I ended up working full-time, I thought, just for a couple months until I would get back into school and do
at
the
RHA.
Teaching thing. And the rest is history. I mean, I stayed
at
RHA for 15 years. I ended up being their deputy director of member services there. And we had classes at, you know, at, we had classes here. This was the office. So it sounds, okay. When I say here, yeah. I took over that office.
Yeah,
so
exactly. That's it's the where same
I
got space. This
office. So I'm like, but okay. I was here.
You just switched the logos.
Yeah, I switched the logos.
And you came up with a better one, though. That's clever.
Right. So we had education classes. Rental Housing Association was for residential property managers and rental owners.
Yeah, RHA.
And yeah, so we had classes, big trade shows, golf tournaments, a magazine, website, webinars, statewide webinars, all that stuff. That's why we have the studio here. Mm-hmm. All of this really started with RHA.
Wow.
That's crazy. Very so cool. That's where you gained your experience. So as far as the education, so did you ever end up going back and finishing your degree?
I did. I ended up going back and took a very roundabout path to finally get my degree.
It doesn't matter how you get there. As long
I got
as you
there
get
eventually.
There.
yeah, I did end up getting my degree in organizational management and a minor in business.
Oh, good for you.
Instead of the liberal arts teaching degree. Everything changed.
Sixth grade.
At that point. Yeah.
Having kids throw erases. Just think. You could have kids throwing erases at you.
I could.
Spitballs.
I could be teaching.
You'd be the cute teacher.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a few of the boys are just sitting there like, huh? Yeah.
I just volunteered in my son's kindergarten class yesterday, and I just have so much respect for those teachers.
Oh,
I was crazy. Only there 2 hours, and I was exhausted.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got your own class in a way.
Mm-hmm. I do still teach. I teach actually for some of the clients. I do. I just taught. I've taught ethics. I've taught some of the property management classes for the residential side. So I do still teach,
kinda cool.
Just a little bit different.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you do a great job of what you do. So don't, I mean, I'm pretty sure you picked the right path.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's like absolutely. A successful company, so.
Yeah. So obviously we know what your current role is at JM Business Solutions. So what are the type of services that you guys do provide here? Just so that everybody knows and where, what happens.
We provide a wide range of services. So we do offer association management. And like I said, some of our clients include BOMA Sacramento, IRM Sacramento, IRM San Francisco, IFMA Sacramento, Cruz Sacramento. So there's a variety of associations that we do manage, but we also provide virtual administrative support for clients that aren't even in California. The Apartment All-Stars is a national speaking tour. We manage their schedule every year and book them throughout the country. We also have done virtual admin assistant contracts with different people throughout the country. We do one-off events, charity events. We just managed a golf tournament last week that actually benefited, I think it was the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what people need because we are uniquely
set up.
Whether
it's a one-time or whether it's an annual thing.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we have a classroom here at the office. We rent out the classroom space for people. We just had a realtor group come in and do training that isn't associated with any of our clients, but we'll rent the classroom out and they can use that. So
I know. I walked in today. She's like, hey, Brennan.
There's a lot of people in there.
So we got two classes going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have an IMM class. We got a BOMA class. I'm like, and we got a podcast.
It's a busy day.
It's a busy Friday.
It's been a busy couple weeks. We've had a lot of events the last couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, it's crazy that, I mean, you know, with as much as you have going on in Sacramento, because, I mean, this has probably been like an overnight thing for you, right? Because you started off with just RHA, and then I don't know if you just had BOMA at that point, but then the next thing you know, you have like almost
every association
within
Sacramento.
In commercial real estate in Sacramento.
We did.
I mean, that's a
big fast
jump.
We did. And so IRM was my first client, actually. IRM Sacramento was.
That's right. IRM was your first client.
IRM was. And then the All-Stars. And then another national speaker. And then BOMA came on. And we've grown from there. And it's been really exciting.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are challenges to that. It's not necessarily unique that I have an association management company. There's lots of them all over the country and in Sacramento. Yeah. But it is actually pretty unique that we manage competing associations.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I say competing with air quotes because we really don't believe that they're competing. We believe they really all have their own niche and they all have their own focus. And we just really try to play up each of their strengths.
Yeah.
But it can get tricky, sure. I mean, they each have a golf tournament. They each have
wine
tours.
Sure, whether it's a theme or you almost have to play off of who they are and who's attending those.
Exactly. And make sure we're not doing the same theme or not.
Yeah.
And it's hard
booking
to be
on the same day.
Yes.
Yeah.
it does come in handy. People can call us and say, okay, I want to do an event on this day, and I can look at all these calendars.
Oh, it makes it absolutely. It's probably the smartest thing each organization has done, in my in my opinion.
That's been a big benefit. Or when people change jobs, they can call us and update it with all of the associations.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, remember that was the biggest thing. I mean, I remember us talking back. I mean, this is before the podcast and everything, but we were like, why would they schedule the same things on the same day? Like, and we'd have to go, and it'd be frustrating just because how are you supposed to fit all that stuff into your schedule
as a vendor or principal? Or if JB Bostic was trying to do their own events, we'd look at a calendar and be like, oh, we got to look at five calendars just to cross-reference, just to do our own personal thing.
Yep, and then none of them talk, right? And there's no correspondence. Well, now that missing piece is...
Totally.
Yeah, Julie. It's great. J-Home Business Solutions. And can't even fix that right up.
The vendors of the industry, too, can sometimes, if they're new to the industry, come and we'll have a meeting with them and they'll say, here's, you know, I want to market to apartment communities and commercial. Oh, okay, well, that's different then. Yeah, iRoom does that. That's their membership. But Boma, that's not their membership. They don't have multifamily. So we're kind of a one-stop shop there where you can come talk to us and we'll explain all the associations that we manage, at least, and whatever we know about some of the other ones, too. I mean, there's all these opportunities for people to have business development.
And you know what's crazy is I don't think a lot of people realize how much traveling you do, too, as well, with the organizations, there especially with Boma International. I mean, I know you guys do the traveling every year for that.
I do. Yeah, Boma International and iRoom also has conferences.
Yeah.
And we don't right now go to some of the conferences for CREW or IFMA, but as we grow those associations, there's definitely a component where we're going to the conferences and we're where I'm traveling. And and iRoom San Francisco being a client also, their territory is the entire Bay Area. So their luncheons could be in Mountain View or in the city or San Jose.
It's a whole day out of the office just to host one.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of ground to cover, would imagine. You do a great job.
You
and your staff. Yeah, you guys hold it together amazing. Yeah, very cool.
Well, listeners, if you guys did not know, Julia was mentioned as the top 40 under 40 here in Sacramento for her business. So, Julia, how did that, or did it help your business at all?
You know, it was such an honor.
It was a great article, too. Check that out. Check out the article. The article's amazing.
Yeah, there's a recent one.
And then there was a recent one.
Yeah, there was a recent one in the Business Journal.
In the Business Journal as well. And now you're on NorCal Crest.
I mean,
this is just doing big
now you've made it, right?
New plateau.
Another Business Journal.
But now I'm on
NorCal
Crest.
SACB,
top 40 under 40. NorCal Crest.
Now I've made it. People are going to start stopping
for autographs.
You can tell people you've been there. You've been to the mountaintop now. Yes.
It was definitely an honor to receive that award.
Oh, imagine.
I wouldn't necessarily say it resulted in all this new business, but it really validated what we're doing here.
Right.
And it meant a lot to me to get that kind of award.
Oh, it's amazing.
And to go to that and be among all these people that are doing these incredible things in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And they did this thing at the awards ceremony where they spun a wheel. It was very nerve-wracking, actually, to be in the crowd. And so they called each person up to the stage, and then they spun this wheel, and it would land on a question, and you had to answer it right there on the spot on the stage part of your award.
And you're like, this is torture. This is not an award. This is not rewarding in any way.
And I don't remember.
Literally scared.
What your question necessarily was? What the question was, because I was so nervous being up there. But I remember what I said. So at some point, it must have been something about how far you've come or something. Because I said that I remember when I first started at RHA, my car at the time was just this piece of junk car. And by piece of junk, I mean, I had to have a rope that I tied to the inside door handle and hung out the window, and I had to pull the rope to open the car door. Yes.
To
the point where my boss at the time said, you cannot park that in front of the office anymore. You need to park that across the street. And not that I'm driving some amazing car now, but just to see how far I've come to be 18 and to be opening a car door with a rope and now to own a business and to have taken over the office space that I started at and to have my name on the door.
That
is so it's rewarding.
And my office is now what my boss's office was. It's this real full circle moment for me. And
I love it.
It was a big honor, and I appreciate the follow-up article that the Business Journal did.
Yeah.
It was highlighting... I originally thought mostly Restart, which is a program we manage for one of our clients, which is a fantastic program
that provides we're going to talk about that too.
Property management training for women in need. But very they cool also idea. Talked about my business in that article, and it's just
so rewarding. That,
it's great.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good that Sacramento is noticing top talent.
Absolutely.
Like that. And
in an age
giving it recognition. Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard work, you know, coming into the industry young and just growing and seeing success.
As a woman.
So rewarding, definitely.
There are definitely unique challenges to being younger and a woman. And I mean, absolutely. I did start at 18 and I hid my age for a long time. And I had a lot of tricks to hide my age because trying to sell sponsorships for thousands of dollars and have people take me seriously when I was 19 years old, posting mixers that I couldn't even drink at. Like, you know, I had a lot of tricks. I would avoid any conversations about music because that would date me. Sure. I convinced bartenders to give me an orange juice and whatever glass they'd pour a screwdriver in so nobody would know I wasn't drinking. I mean, I had all kinds of tricks. Even people that worked for me did not know my birth. Like, they knew my birthday, but didn't know how old I was.
Put it all together.
I had to supervise people. I didn't think they'd take me seriously.
That's smart, though. That's smart. Chameleon.
Yeah, but think about it. A 19-year-old managing some of these 50, 60-year-old people that do get annihilated at an event. I mean, it's a big role.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, we put on a big trade show with that organization every year. 1,000 people at Cal Expo, 120 exhibits. I know, Candace, you were part of that.
I've been there.
That's a big event to trust somebody who's 20 years old to run. And so I hid my age for years and years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that one year I was there, I remember it was like a fire.
A fire did break out behind Cal Expo. I had to evacuate 1,200 people.
You and your team came in and it was like, get out of the building, leave your stuff. And we're like, okay. We all just left. I mean, because we just had the trust and the faith. Like, we got to get out of here. Yeah. Who cares about our belongings at that point?
Single story file line to Waterworld.
Yes.
Everybody jump into the pool right now at Waterworld.
We couldn't go that direction. You couldn't. It was smoke. Go the other
single
direction.
File. Really? Yeah. Is the other direction?
It was. It was intense. There was raining ashes on us. Yeah. Honestly, there was a fire in the levee. There was a levee fire. The buildings themselves were not in danger. It was the smoke that was the issue. Mm-hmm. But we had to evacuate 1,200 people out of Cal Expo and get people to stop recording it and put their phone down and
just get in your car and go and come back later and
crazy.
Get your stuff.
Yeah.
We were looting. Like, we had looting. We were looting the booths. They were going, it's interesting how that all played out. But we've had some interesting events.
That's crazy.
Things happen at events.
So I can only imagine. Then you put alcohol involved.
I can't wait till that book comes out. JL Business Solutions.
We should have.
What I've seen over the years.
All names have been changed to protect.
I'll have a whole chapter to myself.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
And this dude named Brandon. Oh my God. Where do I begin?
That's the truth.
No, I'm all right.
How fun.
Yeah.
So I guess the last one that we have is what advice would you have for young professionals who either are wanting to come into the commercial real estate or want to start somewhat of their own new business?
So I'm obviously an association fan, so I would definitely say that they should get involved in the associations. Yep. And there is one for you. If you go to one and you don't feel like it's the right fit, there are so many associations and other ones that even I don't manage that could be the right fit. And there are so many different committees within the associations too. So sometimes I think people come to one event or they come to one committee and they don't feel like it's the right fit. And there's so many other options and they don't necessarily know who to talk to.
Right.
And they should really go to the staff of the association. It doesn't have to be us. Like I said, there's lots of associations in town, but the staff person is going to be able to explain committee was probably best for you or one of the volunteer board members. But sometimes the board members, they're part of their committee they chair or a certain committee. Yeah. They don't necessarily
they do have all that. There's a bias that falls along with, and that's, reason why they do their committee and they're committed to it. And that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. Yeah. And they have day jobs, it's my actual job to run associations.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I have to know about every committee of all of these, but the volunteer leadership, they don't need to know about every single thing we're doing. They need to be really passionate about whatever they're managing or whatever they're volunteering for. So I would say, if you want to get into commercial real estate, definitely get involved, show up at the events and show up at the committees. Going to the events is fantastic, of course, but going to the committees gets you knowing people in a different way. Yeah.
Going to the events has always been the rewarding part.
Agreed.
Right. That's it's actually having boots on the ground, putting together events, the allied committees, things like that, that actually put the work forth. And then once you get there, you know, that's yeah.
Your name is out there at that yeah, point.
Yeah, exactly. Your name's out there. That's the reward at that point.
Yep.
So
I think people sometimes worry about how much of a time commitment it is to join a committee and things like that. If you don't have the time, that's totally fine. There are micro tasks that can be done.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Via email. Yeah.
If you're going to help promote it. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one thing I will have to say to you and your staff is that you guys have done a phenomenal job of relieving a lot of the tasks of, like, you know, the allied committees and stuff like that. Because there was a time where there was a lot more work that we had to put in on our end in order to get an event.
It's true.
But with you guys on board, I mean, it's just made it so much more easier.
We used you know, to have you guys to go handle a lot. New venues and find get the contracts and then send it where you guys are just, already got a venue tackled. I already know what the budget is. There's a lot.
I remember when I was part of the programs committee and I would have to put together I would have to help put together all the badges for people who would attend.
I did that too.
Yeah. And I'm just so we'd be like there sorting through and lining up everybody who's the morning of the event and just like, all right, well, let's go through this and figure out who's coming, who's not. And but all that stuff's handled now.
We're really focused on that. That's really part of my mission here with J Elm is that the board and the volunteer leadership and the members should be steering the ship, but not cleaning the decks.
Right.
That's our job. You know? And not to minimize what we do, because obviously we do influence and support the board in whatever direction the ship needs to go.
Correct.
But we also really don't want to have volunteer burnout. And we don't want people saying, well, I don't want to volunteer. I don't want to be part of this committee because I have to stuff name badges.
Yeah.
And that's not what you're there for. Yeah. You're there for business development.
And that's a big thing, right? That is a real thing. It's volunteer burnout.
Yeah. We're constantly trying to find that balance where you're still engaged and part of building the event, but not necessarily doing things that don't bring you, you know, benefit to your business. Because we know why you're here. Again, this is my actual
job.
I have a designation in it. I have a degree in it. This is my actual life as association management. And that's not the same as commercial real estate. But obviously, I know a lot about commercial real estate because most of our clients are somehow related to either multifamily or commercial real estate. So
one thing I did want to ask you, I did want to talk about this Restart program because I know that's something that's very close to you.
It is.
So can you just go ahead and enlighten our listeners a bit about what it is? Yes. How it all started. I know you guys had an event last night for it. How did it go?
So I'm not supposed to have favorites.
Okay.
But Restart it's a passion project for me, and it is technically a client of mine as well. But it's something that we had started a couple years ago. We were inspired by a Restart program through IREM in San Diego. And they had started a program where they were helping women, I believe, escaping a domestic violence situation, train them in multifamily property management, and that would help them get an apartment unit because it usually comes with a job. If you're an on-site manager, you have to live on-site, and get them a job, so job and housing. And it was just so inspirational. We saw it at an IREM Global Summit years ago. They talked about it, and we thought, well, we could do that. Mm-hmm. We could do that here. So we created our own Restart program here. It's 5 weeks of training. We partner with Women's Empowerment, a local nonprofit here, a charity nonprofit that helps women who are facing homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
So women who graduate their program can then apply to our program.
Just for thought, how many women are in that program? How many,
attendees? If it's every 5 weeks?
We will do 2 5-week sessions a year.
Got it.
And we will take up to 15.
Okay.
So depends on the applicants and all of that. Yeah. And so right now we're doing
changing
a session.
30 lives a year.
So yeah. Fun. We're doing a session right now, and we have 9 students right now in this session. But they go through, it's Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 2, and every day for 5 weeks. And we bring in instructors to teach them fair housing, marketing, leasing, serving notices, local government affairs issues, all the things that they could possibly need to know as much as we can cram into 5 weeks on residential property management. And then we also go over, though, communication styles, resume workshop, etiquette, meal etiquette, and business etiquette. We do an interview, mock interviews. We go through and do headshots. We get them business cards that say they're a Restart student so they can hand them out to the instructors. We really try and do a full circle.
Yeah, that's a great program. Yeah, that's phenomenal. All,
like, there's no charge for these women to come in.
Not at all.
You take everything on.
And we provide them breakfast and lunch every day. And always try to over order because some of these women are currently homeless.
Sure.
Our last session, we had at least one of the students was currently living on the streets during the program. Had to get to a shelter every morning to shower and change for class. We do have them come dressed professionally every day. And we've had women living in their cars during the program. They have to pass a 100-question exam at the end of the 5 weeks. We do take it very seriously that they
get out of the program and
And then we partner with Renoir Staffing, and they place people in different temporary jobs that are in that industry so they can get some experience that way. Some women are hired directly from the program, and they get immediate jobs.
Yeah.
But we have over 80% success rate of placing women with jobs and housing.
That is so rewarding.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal, especially with, the circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, go from living in a car to having a job and
And it really
being successful.
I got to bring in all my friends. I bring in all my friends in the industry to come either help me sponsor a lunch or teach this class.
Yeah.
We really have just drawn on all my experience and all the experience of the people who are members to really bring them all together and give back in a real tangible way.
Yeah.
Right. So you see the difference.
It's direct.
That's
right.
Yeah. So
it's
fun.
A real direct way. We had a fundraiser last night, Denim and Diamonds fundraiser, and we had about 100 people there, and we had one of our graduates come and speak, and she talked about how proud her kids are of her right now and how she has this new apartment and she's the on-site manager and she's so excited and how her life has completely changed because of this program. And so
I love it.
It's hard not to have favorites when that's one of the clients. So,
real.
I'm very excited about that.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for that. That's awesome. I mean, that's just another one of the once again, Julia.
Julia just stepping outside
just
the box.
Just making it happen.
Trying to make it
doing
happen.
What she does.
We always like to say that Restart is generational change. Because it's not just that woman that we're helping, but when they have kids and it changes those kids' lives too. And
oh, absolutely. It's the whole ripple effect.
Kids,
it's the whole ripple effect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Everybody around them, surrounding them.
Yep. Circle
it's
of life.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
Obviously a big kid person. So.
Yeah.
I get you.
I have a lot of them. I have four kids. Well, that's how the company name is after my kids' initials.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yes. So JLM are my four kids' initials arranged to make this name of this company. So that's what JLM is.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So Jay is for you.
No, Joey. Oh. My oldest Joey.
Joey,
Emmy.
E.
Emmy.
L.
Logan.
And M.
And Milo.
There we go.
Business solutions. That's insane.
That is so clever.
And they know
how much thought put into this.
It's
crazy.
They know that the company's named after them. So
that's cute.
That's sick.
So will your oldest start coming in?
He will soon. I keep telling him he's only 13. So I'm like, when you get a worker's 15, permit, you're going to be working for mom. Yeah. Yeah. I tell him, one of the four,
please.
You need to take over this business someday.
He will. Give him time to grow. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, Julia,
he'll be bossing us around soon. Damn. Damn it.
True.
13-year-old's gonna be my boss.
Well, and Itati, who works for me, she's got three kids. I mean, between the two of us, we
can
staff up.
Somebody's gotta take this over. So true.
God, I can't even imagine Itati's kids in here.
Woo! There's some recent Facebook video of them when I was not here, being pushed on office chairs.
Oh, on the chair,
halls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They post. They get brave. They get really brave when you're not around.
When I'm at a conference.
When you're at a conference, they get super brave on Facebook.
Yes, they do.
They're like, all right, what can
they
do now?
They get the job done, though.
They do.
I'll give it to them.
You know what I mean?
You know,
I have a great team.
Gotta have a little bit of
work.
Fun.
Work hard, play hard.
There's no way I could
that's
do this
Canada's
without
motto.
My team.
I would agree to that.
You have a great staff. You guys,
really
you guys are doing everything right. It's awesome to have you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You did briefly talk about your organization, so we'll kind of tap in on that. Coming up for the rest of October, Crew is having Wide Open Wall Tour. It is actually sold out.
Sold out in
a couple of days. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But it's Wednesday, October 16th, downtown. We have Irem having Oktoberfest. That's October 24th. And IFMA is having a beer tour. I believe it's starting the first day of November. So look at their website. Stay tuned for all of those associations. Also, stay tuned for our next podcast because we will be back in 2 weeks. and job openings. If anybody is looking for a job, we do know of a couple things, so feel free to reach out to myself, Candace, or Brandon.
Yep.
And we will put you in the right direction. There's a couple things out there that we are needing some people at.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of movement in the industry.
There is. It's coming up.
Yeah. Once again, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much. It's awesome.
All right. See you guys soon. Take care.
Later.